Space junk and egg sucking dogs.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
This morning where they found another piece of that Russian satellite in Canada.
Yeah, I seen that myself.
What satellite?
That one fell in Canada.
When?
Oh, some time ago.
How come it to fall?
Yeah, Jesse, how come it to fall?
Well, it just hit the Earth's atmosphere and just burned up.
No, Jesse, no, it didn't burn up. It fell in Canada.
Well, I know it, but part of it burned up.
Well, how'd it catch fire?
Well, when it gets into the Earth's atmosphere, it gets hot.
What's the atmosphere?
Well, air. It's our air.
Jesse, our air ain't hot, except in the summer, but that's not hot enough to set it afire.
Well, Sam, that's because it's up there close to the sun.
No, Leon. It's real cold up there.
Huh?
Are you sure, Jesse?
Well, of course I'm sure. The higher you get, why, the colder it gets.
Well, now, that don't make sense. Now, if it's cold, why would it catch on fire?
Because it's going so fast that the air makes it hot, and when all that friction makes it hot, why...
Hey, Mr. Buddy, what do you know?
Well, I know that the stomach of a hippopotamus is more than 10 feet long and can hold more than 400 pounds of food.
Golly.
Well, we could use some answers about why satellites get hot.
What satellites?
Well, all them up there in space.
They're not hot. It's cold up there.
No, I mean when they come down.
Oh, you mean when they re-enter the Earth's atmosphere. Yeah, they get real hot.
Well, why is that?
Well, when an object going at great speed encounters resistance, the friction causes heat. You know, it's like if you slide down a rope, it'll burn your hand.
Well, now, that's right. I burned my hand sliding down a rope once. I couldn't milk for a week.
Well, how'd the astronauts keep from burning their hands?
Well, they have heat shields.
Well, is that anything like a 5-day deodorant pad?
You know, Mr. Buddy never did explain why them Russian satellites is falling down.
Oh, he don't know. Why, the government don't even know.
They don't? Well, that could be dangerous, all that stuff falling out of the sky.
Oh, I don't reckon we need to worry about it.
Something could hit Ruth or this gas station.
I don't think we need to worry about
that. I remember when they found the cure to polio. I thought we was all safe then. You know, Jesse, there ain't really been no progress since Teddy Roosevelt invented the combine.
Sam, you're just getting too...
Yeah, it's hard to believe that all my daddy had to worry about was rattlesnakes and egg-sucking dogs.